Good afternoon, and thank you for joining us here at KMXT 100.1 FM for another episode of Talk of the Rock. Joining me today is Jenna Lomaster from the Chamber, Kodiak Chamber of Commerce. How are you doing today?
I'm great. How are you doing?
I'm quite well. So, coming up tomorrow is Shop the Rock. Can you tell me a little bit about Shop the Rock and of course some of the wonderful deals that people will be able to take advantage of, but also what does it do? What is it for?
Yeah, so Shop the Rock is coming up on Wednesday, August 25th, all the way through August 28th, which is Saturday. And there'll be sales and specials all around Kodiak to help promoting Shop Local and to welcome all of our Coast Road families who are new to Kodiak and show them what we all have to offer from a local business standpoint, and also to prepare everybody to get back to school since that's coming up very quickly for everybody.
So how has the community sort of responded in its shopping behavior around the pandemic? I might be under the impression that people would be doing more shopping online than anything else, but has there still been like a dedicated consumer base for our local businesses for shopping in person?
Yes, there actually has been. I think a lot of people understood the importance of shopping local and really supporting the local businesses to keep everybody in business and the economy continuing to move forward. So I think a lot of people have made a very conscious effort within our community and the communities all over the country to really shop local and to help those people within your community thrive. While, you know, obviously there's still everyone who's going to shop online for the things that we can't get locally, but I think people have also seen the opportunities that the stores have here that maybe you didn't realize things that they may carry that you never absolutely knew that they actually did carry. So I think, you know, I think it really has strengthened the community in that perspective. And we always just want to continue, you know, spreading that knowledge to anybody who is new, or just spreading the knowledge to everybody who is in within the community to, you know, really help support the local businesses, because that's the backbone of the economy in Kodiak.
Right. What promotions are going on? So what different things will people be able to take advantage of?
So I don't have all of them, but I just have a couple to share. But, you know, each business will have their own promotions going on. But some examples, Eye Care Excellence is going to be offering 20% off their frames, excluding Maui Gyms. Orion's Mountain Sports is going to have 10 to 30% off store-wide to go in and get all of your gear for the fall. And Kodiak Power Sports and Marine is going to be having 25% off select gear as well. And don't forget, Kodiak Brewing Company is going to have 20% off their Rolf, or otherwise known as their Frisbee Golf Discs. So like I said, each business will have their own deals and specials where you can always check out what's, you know, happening and what deals those will be throughout the week. And as we get them, we'll continue to post them. But you can check that information out on Facebook at Kodiak Shop the Rock. And all of the pertinent information is there as well as all the participating businesses. And by end of day today, we're going to have a map that's going to be included so everyone can see kind of where everyone is located. For those who are new to the island or just, you know, refreshing your memory of where some places may be that you may not know.
And that map will be on that Facebook group.
Correct. We'll also send out an email to those who are on our email list as well, but it will be on Facebook.
Okay. Is there like is it like a spree type of setup where it's like there are set hours that these promotions will be live, or is it just all day or dependent on the business?
I think it's pretty much dependent on the business. So just make sure to check their local hours and when they'll be open. Some may have some extra specials. If they're typically not open on a Wednesday, they may be most likely open on the Wednesday since it is Wednesday through Saturday. But just double check before you go out to make sure that the business is open.
I've heard also that there will be a scavenger hunt for Kodiak's youngest shoppers. Can you tell me a little bit about that?
So it's not even just the youngest shoppers. It is open to everybody. So we are having a scavenger hunt that select businesses are participating in. And like I said, we will have this information on Facebook as to who's participating at the moment. But basically, all you need to go in is find their clue that they'll list potentially on their door as you come into the shop or somewhere visible for people to see. And at that point, the customer will find the item and take a photo of themselves with that item and share it to the Kodiak Shop the Rock Facebook page or their Instagram page, which is also Kodiak Shop the Rock. And if you don't have social media and you're not on social media, please send it to the chamber at chamber@kodiak.org. But from there, and on your social media or in your email, just hashtag Kodiak Shop the Rock and what business you're in as well. So that way we, all of those participants in the scavenger hunt will go into a pool where we will then select winners for merchandise from each of the participating businesses for people to win.
Okay. I wanted to ask also about other events throughout the year that the chamber does. How about the annual dinner?
Yeah, so our annual dinner is slated for October 23rd, which is a Saturday. So that will be continuing, whether, you know, it's in person, which we hope, or virtual. Either way, it will be happening. We are going to send out an official save the date so people can get ready to purchase tickets here shortly. So keep an eye out at the beginning of September. But one thing to note is we have 3 board seats that are open this year. So if anyone is interested in sitting on the Kodiak Chamber of Commerce Board of Directors, please reach out to myself. Or you can also find out more information on the Chamber Facebook page, where you can find out the details and what it means to be on the Board of Directors, the time commitments, and a little bit of that information, as well as the application. So, like I said, if you have any questions or if you're interested, you can also email the application to myself at chamberdirector@kodiak.org.
Since maybe future board members are listening now, we can actually get into that a little bit. Can you tell me a little bit about what those responsibilities are and how those board appointments work? Is there like an election? What's the system like?
Yeah, so basically right now we'll get people who are interested. And from there, we will then see if it's 3 seats. If it's 3 seats, we'll look at all the applications and vote everybody in. If it's more than 3 seats, then we send a vote out to our membership, along with the bios of those individuals who are interested in being on the board, so that our membership can choose our board of directors and have those people help represent the chamber. So all of the applications, if you're interested in being on the board, are due on September 20th. It's a small application to answer some questions and some details. One thing to note is our board members must be a member within with the Chamber of Commerce. So if you're interested and your business is not a member, give us a call and we can get you signed up for a membership. So that's not a problem, an easy fix, easy solution. But basically, you know, the board member is responsible for helping keep the economy development and business community of Kodiak going, and helping set the organizations, you know, helping us prioritize our financial goals and objectives and keeping the chamber running smoothly. So it's a big task, but it's a fun task. I think we all have fun here.
Right. I wanted to ask also, evidently COVID is making the situation less certain, but what are you guys looking at as far as some of the holiday shopping events that occur on Kodiak?
We are currently talking about what we could possibly do for the fall and for the winter. So we don't really have anything ironed out at the moment, but there obviously will be something that we'll do. Every year we do the Shop Small Saturday, so that will continue as always. It might look a little different this year. We might do something a little bigger, but you know, it's all just gonna be kind of contingent on the environment at the moment. But we do have some possibilities of some new things happening. So we'll keep everyone kind of in the loop, and as things evolve and get settled, we'll make some announcements of our fall and winter events.
Can you tell me a little bit about the Shop Small Saturday and what that program is?
So it's a program that originally was, I think, started by American Express, which I know a lot of us don't necessarily use on the island, but the whole premise is to really support those small businesses and the shop small, shop local idea, kind of which very similar to what we're doing this week, which is Shop the Rock. So it's just kind of setting everybody up for the day after Thanksgiving and getting everyone prepared for the holidays. It's everyone rushes out typically to the big box stores and the big commercial stores on the day after Thanksgiving, which is Friday. So then Saturday is, don't forget about the smaller businesses and really tries to promote shopping local. And then after that, like again, you also have like the Cyber Monday and all the other specials that are now happening. But it's really just to kind of draw that awareness to the shop small community.
Okay. Another thing that I wanted to ask you, and I'm sure many people are wondering, what sort of the how are businesses doing right now? I mean, evidently, like we've had, last summer was complicated. This summer too has been complicated. But how are things standing for our different small businesses?
I think everyone's had a pretty successful summer. There are exceptions, but I think everyone is very used to kind of this situation that we've been in again with needing to wear masks, needing to take extra precautions with the PPE, making sure if someone is sick, making sure that they go home. So I think everyone is doing a good job and kind of preparing for that. And we've been there before, so hopefully we can get through it and get through it faster this time than last time. But I think everyone is relatively doing pretty well. And has had a pretty good summer.
Let's talk about the hiring shortage a little bit. Is that still in effect, and how's that impacting local businesses right now?
The hiring shortage is a problem across Alaska in the lower 48, and very present here in Kodiak. And so I think, as we spoke a couple months ago, it is still an issue. And so hopefully with school starting and with summer winding down and people traveling and kind of coming back to Kodiak and getting ready for the fall and the winter, we start to see more people starting to apply for jobs. You'll definitely see the impact in a lot of businesses with everybody being short-staffed. We're short-staffed here at the chamber. I know a lot of our members are short-staffed. So it's definitely, asking the community to definitely take a few minutes if someone's running a little bit slower behind than typical or normal, just to give everybody that little break, knowing that everybody is very short-staffed. And again, it's definitely a networking situation, I think. If you know somebody who knows somebody who needs a job, or someone's looking for a job or has a job posted, it's definitely keeping the word in everyone's ears open to help spread that message. As I've told people before, and as I mentioned to you last time, if there is a job that you have that you need posted, please email the chamber and we will get that posted and do our best to help get the word out. But yeah, it's still a persistent problem, and hopefully it starts to go away as, things settle down a little bit with school starting, like I said.
Oh, here's hoping. I mean, KMXT is, after all, looking for a news director. But another thing I wanted to ask you about, how are the nonprofits doing? Because I know that sometimes nonprofits get hit a little extra hard during times of economic hardship.
I know that they're seeking funding for various projects. I know a lot of the nonprofits are looking for board members. So if you are out there and you're looking into being part of a board and making a difference within the Kodiak community, definitely reach out to one of your favorite nonprofits and find out if they need help with volunteers, if they need help, or you're interested in even sitting on their board and how you can make a difference. But a lot of people, it's just a lot of our nonprofits definitely need the continued support of everybody throughout this. So it's however anyone can help everybody, I think is a really good time during this pandemic is being a little extra kindful is not the word I want to use, but having a little extra kindness in you to understand people's situations or giving extra, like I said, extra people extra time, but lending 5, 10 minutes to help somebody is always helpful, no matter what it is.
Right. Another thing I wanted to ask you about, and now I say this knowing that this is years away, but how is the chamber? So one of the things that I've been able to speak a little bit about in my reporting is that the Coast Guard is expecting at some point in the future to get a few more cutters up here. And of course, with new cutters means new Coast Guard families, meaning new members of our community. How are you guys seeing that situation right now at the Chamber of Commerce, and how do you think that's going to impact your membership once those families finally arrive?
Yeah, you are correct. There's about, I think, you know, in the next 5 years, tentatively slated about 4 cutters to come to Kodiak. So that's a lot of people. I think it's about 80 families that will eventually be set here with those cutters. And with that, you know, it brings a lot of new families. It brings us a lot of new opportunities for businesses through hiring. It brings skill sets to the islands that we might need, as far as like nurses and teachers and doctors and additional aides, additional fishermen, additional construction. It brings more people to help work within Kodiak, but it also brings people to help keep Kodiak thriving and purchasing local and working within the business community itself. So I think while we need to find a place for all of them, which I know there is a lot of things in the works and working on housing is a hot topic within several things I'm involved in. I think it will be a great thing for Kodiak overall, bringing those people to Kodiak.
Another question I wanted to ask, and perhaps this is more of my personal curiosity than anything else, but it seems that there have been a recent wave of food trucks. How are these new food trucks doing?
I think the food trucks are doing relatively well. There are a lot of them, which some of them we've seen obviously at Craft Fest. So they're very popular, and I think everybody loves having the new opportunities. But I think, you know, everyone is doing well. I think there's, I know there was some talk previously about the food truck permitting with the city, which we worked with on some of that this past couple months and worked with them to help kind of work that a little bit. But, you know, I think everyone, it gives people some additional opportunities when lines might be very long trying to go into one of the restaurants, but they're still, you know, eating out, eating local, and supporting the community.
Can you speak at all about any of the developments in the plan where food trucks are concerned? I did speak to Diane Million a bit about it, and I know that she was very involved in it, and I know that there were ongoing talks with the city. So how is that shaking out?
Yeah, so we, Diane, myself, and the city, Amy Williams from Discover Kodiak, we all sat and talked and kind of went through line by line of the proposed ordinance and did work with them to kind of work out some of like the kinks or some wording and things in that nature. So I think things are in a good place. I think a lot of the issues that were once an issue that Diane had, we've come to like a resolution on or given good recommendations for the city to move forward with. So I think it was a good partnership working with them on something that's relevant to our members and people, again, who aren't our members, to make a great difference within the city.
Okay. Another question I wanted to ask was, how are you doing now? I mean, the last time we spoke, you were just getting settled into your new role as director for the chamber. And how have things been so far?
Things are great. They're busy. We just hired a community relations director. So she is getting started and getting, you know, moving along with things fantastically. But we're good. We're plugging along. We're working on, like I said, things for fall and winter. We're looking at things for membership. You know, we're going to hopefully start to get out there and be able to get some new members here shortly. And those who, you know, have questions about being members can always contact us. But, you know, we're staying busy and trying to keep things, moving and keeping the communications open to our members and to the community. So if there are questions that arise for COVID funding, if there are questions that arise just about basic Kodiak and, relocating here, we have our relocation guide. But just, trying to be available for everybody when they need us to be and answer what we can.
So we still have a bit of time here in this show. Why don't we get into some of the programming that the chamber has and some of those reasons that it makes membership so appealing for you guys?
Yeah, so obviously we do our annual Coast Guard dinner, which was supposed to be in a couple weeks, which is now postponed until February 4th. So that is a dinner that we do. It's for Coast Guard and for our members. And so that is always a very fun event. We have our annual dinner, like I mentioned. We do Confish, which is the Confish Alaska, which comes up in March. So that's always a big involvement within the fishing community here in Kodiak and, Washington and different parts of the Pacific Northwest. So that's always a big, great draw for information. We also do Crab Fest, obviously. So again, we're excited about Crab Fest again for this coming year, which on that note, we'll be announcing the logo and theme shortly to get those who are interested in doing the design for the logo and poster contest this year. That'll be coming shortly. So we have some little things that, people who do want to get involved in doing some stuff with Crab Fest or the chamber will have a couple small things popping up shortly, like the logo and poster contest, like our relocation photo contest. So we have little things like that that are great things that you don't necessarily have to be a member for at all. It's just being part of the community. But in addition to our big events, we do our business after hours, which gives our members exposure to other businesses and allows them to network and get information and be like, well, how are you handling X, Y, or Z? And really lends to networking, especially during kind of some difficult times, and maybe how somebody else handled a situation. But those are also open to the public for people to really know and get to know who that business is and meet the business owners and find out, what that business is about, especially if it's a business that's relatively new or changed owners or just, they've never been in there. So it gives them the opportunity for that as well. And we also do our ribbon cuttings, which whenever we have a new business that comes in, we'll do a ribbon cutting for them and welcome them to the community. We have our basic, our emails, our newsletters, which hopefully give people some very insightful information about what's happening in the community and things going on at the chamber. But, there's a lot of things I could go into about our membership that I don't want to bore everybody. But, I think it's a great, one thing to keep in mind is we are a membership-based organization, so we heavily rely on our members to help us keep going, and in return, we do our best to help keep everybody else going as well. So it's a reciprocal relationship that, we want to see everybody succeed out there, and however anybody needs help, whether our member or not our member, please definitely give us a call, and we can figure out ways to help with your marketing, help with your social media. If you're interested in small business development classes, we offer our small business development classes. We have a kiosk here that people can come sit at and learn information as well. So we have a lot of information. And then those people who aren't members, we can give you reasons why you should be a member and try to help convince you. But obviously, if it's, COVID-related questions, we're always here to help with that business information and help guide where we can and do what we can for those. We're never going to turn anybody away, but, we definitely want to see everybody succeed.
Okay. You just mentioned that that you guys were going to announce the theme for Crab Fest, and I was just thinking in my head, wait, didn't they just do that? And then I was like, oh, wait a minute, no, I've been here a whole year now.
Yeah, time is flying.
Yeah, it is.
September, so that should be coming up. Hopefully within the next couple of weeks. And like I said, the other thing we'll be announcing on the first is our relocation photo contest, which we did the last several years. And we always get, wonderful photographs from the community and highlight those on our cover of the relocation guide and the photos within the relocation guide. So that's always a big thing. And I think we're gonna shake up kind of what our prizes are this year. So hopefully we get some more entries for people who might be interested in it. But yeah, so we have a lot going on. Not as much that might be as visible if you just kind of are driving by. We look kind of sleepy down here in the basement, but there's a lot going on down here. So
I wanted to ask as well, are there any upcoming ribbon cuttings that you're allowed to talk about on air?
We do not have any updates on any ribbon cuttings at the moment. So as soon as we do, we will definitely post them. We do have some tentative business after hours for September. So definitely keep your eyes out for that. And that should be a lot of fun. But yeah, at the moment, we don't have any ribbon cuttings scheduled.
Okay. We're down to just our last few minutes here. Are there any other things that you'd like to plug?
Let's see. I would like to, this is just kind of like a thank you to our litter patrol for this year. And that is something that the chamber does do, is our youth litter patrol. They just wrapped up this past, I guess it was like a week ago, and they did a phenomenal job this year. And if I can find the paperwork quickly, I can kind of give a rough estimate of how much trash they actually picked up this year, or how many bags, I should say, they picked up. Bear with me for 1 second.
No worries.
But, you know, if anyone is interested in it for next year, we do it every year between ages of 14 to 17 for about 6 to 8 weeks during the summer. And it's, you know, we've had some pretty bad weather this year, so we had some missed days. But I think everybody did a phenomenal job who participated. And they cleaned up 175 full Alpar bags of trash, which is about probably... let's see, 1,075 or so pounds. Like,
yeah, that's no joke.
Yeah. So they lifted a lot of stuff. They found some really odd things that when they were out there, you know, collecting trash, but they did a great job. And that's, like I said, that's one of the projects that the chamber does do. And, you know, really want to thank the kids who participated this year and for their hard work.
Okay. Well, once again, I really want to say thank you for coming on. This has been another episode of KMXT 100.1 FM's Talk of the Rock. Joining me today was Jenna Lowmaster, Director of the Kodiak Chamber of Commerce. Thanks again for coming on.
Of course. Thank you. I hope you have a great day.